Hi, I'm Luke from Durham, North Carolina.
I'm Russ from Bloomington, Indiana.
I'm Jenny from State College, Pennsylvania.
The Sound of Young America is an independent production supported by listeners like me.
If you'd like to support the show like I did,
visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate. Donate. It would help a lot if I could talk. Thanks a lot.
I'm Jesse Thorne, live on tape from my house in Los Angeles. It's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International.
It's The Sound of Young America. I'm your host, Jesse Thorne. This is the second in our series of shows recorded live on tape at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. We were up in a third-floor bedroom in a ski condo while a PR party swirled around us, or at least swirled outside our closed door. On this show, Taika Waititi and James Rolleston. James Rolleston is the 11-year-old star of the movie Boy, which premiered at Sundance, and Taika Waititi is his co-star and also the film's writer and director. Boy is set in the Maori coastal New Zealand community where both Taika and James grew up. Well, I guess James isn't quite grown up yet, so where Taika grew up and where James is growing up. James plays a young boy whose father comes back from jail, and the film is about their attempts at reconciliation. As I mentioned, Taika wrote and directed the film. He also plays the father. If all this stuff about a Maori community in rural New Zealand and boyhood reconciliations with fathers sounds heavy, it is to some extent, but the movie is also very funny. Taika Waititi wrote and directed a short film which was nominated for an Oscar and from which Boy was adapted. And he quite famously, or infamously, in his native New Zealand, pretended to be asleep when they showed him on the Oscar telecast as they were reading the nominees for Best Short Film. His character, the father, is a ne'er-do-well, but with an ineffable charm. But it's the kind of charm that a 12-year-old boy should have, not a grown man. Here's a scene from the film, Taika and James's characters in conversation.
It's nice here. I like the waves. They're romantic.
Did your mom meet here?
Nah. We met at school when we were kids. Well, even then, I knew she was the one. Why, you got a girlfriend?
There's this girl that really likes me a lot. But I don't know if I want to, you know, get involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't get her pregnant, that's all.
Hey.
It's the number one rule. Hey. You can show her your dick, feel her tit. I'll be happy if you just got a hickey. Mm. Don't have a kid, I don't want to be a coddle just yet.
A hickey.
Taika, James, welcome to The Sound of Young America. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
you already fired him.
Damn it.
You already shot the movie. You can't fire him now. It's already been done.
Yes.
Taika, I want to ask you first about the movie. I saw your first film, Eagle versus Shark, which was in theaters here in the United States about 2 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised in watching this film at how different it was. There were common elements. I mean, there was, you know, you certainly have a specific aesthetic sense, and you know, there were, you know, things like little animated vignettes in it that were similar, but I thought the film was really different.
Yeah.
What was the difference in making it? How was your objective different?
Well, let me take you back.
Sure.
A few years.
Let's rewind. Let's bring it back.
You know, we're now in 2005, and I've just written the first draft of this film, Boy.
And I have way more hair, which makes me feel a lot.
And I took the script to the Sundance Writers Lab, and that was the beginning of 2005 in February or March. The short film that I'd made, Two Cars, One Night, got nominated for an Oscar.
Ooh.
And then
and you famously feigned sleeping through your moment on screen, you were feigning sleeping.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about that. I got in trouble for that with some of my fellow countrymen who didn't think it was very funny. However, America thought it was hilarious, so that's why I'm moving here. I'm going to learn the accent, and so I took that short film, made into a long script, workshopped it, and I really, like, it was quite a personal story in that it just, it meant a lot to me, and I wanted to shoot it where I came from and, you know, in my house where I grew up and stuff. And I just didn't want to screw it up. And so I thought that making the transition from short film to feature would be quite difficult, and that there was a huge potential for me to really screw the feature up. And so I decided to write and direct another feature so that I could kind of learn how to make a movie first.
And it worked out pretty good.
It did work out
well, yeah. You ended up in theaters in the United States.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. And it opened up a lot more doors for me. And it made it possible to get more funding for this film so that we could have a longer shoot and, you know, actually make the film that I always wanted to make.
As long as we're rewinding, let's rewind a little bit back further. Your background was as a comedian. In fact, you had a comedy team with Jermaine Clement, who people might know from Flight of the Conchords or from Eagle versus Shark. At what point did you decide to pursue filmmaking rather than, you know, working on stage, or I don't know what comedians do in New Zealand getting a sitcom?
Well, we started off writing our own material for theatre and for stand-up and comedy bars and stuff, purely because no one would hire us as actors and no one would put us into plays or anything, so we just wrote our own stuff, and including Brett as well. And so there's a bunch of us guys doing that, and girls, and that's sort of how I think we developed our comedy language, you know, our style, I guess.
Boy is a movie that is very much about the place that you came from, and I wonder, why was it that you wanted to make a movie that represented that place? Specifically, why not make another, you know, fun romantic comedy about people wearing shoes that are too big, like Eagle versus Shark?
Well, I'm working my way through the genres. So I've done the romantic comedy, now I've done the coming of age story. Next, I want to do the heist film. I think that, I mean, I always wanted to take it home because tribally, it sort of made sense because how it works back home is. Everyone comes from a different area, and that's linked to your respective tribe. And so it wouldn't make any sense for me to shoot the film in another area. Like, I couldn't go to, you know, the neighboring tribe and try and shoot the film there. It just made sense to take it home and use all the locals and my relations. And the reason I really wanted to do the film, and it's because it just hasn't, that area of New Zealand hardly ever gets shown on film, and that lifestyle and that culture. I mean, what I mean by culture is like how Māori are without the, I guess, the stereotypical sort of spiritual whale riding stamp that is usually
there's
put
no,
on.
There's no
by
paddling
our culture.
In the film.
No, and there's no nose flutes, and there's no, you know, it's like just it's a family, like a film about family and a coming-of-age tale that just happens to be set in this really amazing location with these incredible kids.
It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest, Taika Waititi, is the director of Boy, which has just premiered here at the Sundance Film Festival. Sitting alongside him is James Ralston, who's the star of the film. James, how old were you when you got cast in the movie?
I was actually 11 years old.
Did you already aspire to be an actor, or was it something that just kind of fell out of the sky?
No, I was actually hoping to become an actor when I was young, real young.
Had you auditioned for anything before?
No, this is actually my first actual thing I've actually acted in.
We cast James 3 days before we started shooting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite amazing because I met James because he got cast as an extra, and he was going to be in the classroom scene, and, you know, sort of shooting for one day. And he came to the production for a wardrobe fitting, and everyone met him and said, "Oh my God, have you met that kid? Go meet that kid." And he was amazing. You know, he just captivated everyone with his personality and his charm, his incredible looks.
Go ahead, take your bow, James.
And so I just thought I'd just, I don't know, plunge in and audition him and just see if you know, I could get an actor that was actually perfect, even more perfect for the part than the one I'd had.
How did you? How did the two of you develop enough of a relationship in the 3 days before you started shooting to be able to have this really sweet relationship on screen?
It actually developed on set. Just as James knows, there's so much waiting around, and he got pretty bored. And a lot of time we'd just hang out, you know, when I was waiting as well. And yeah, we just developed a pretty good friendship on set.
What was it like for you, James?
I liked it. I loved it.
Loved it. What was the most difficult thing for you, James, in making this film?
Well, we used to do the long nights, probably trying to keep awake. I used to always fall to sleep at set, and then when I used to wake up for the shoot, I used to have bloodshot eyes.
Mm.
And I used to...
I'm sure it was the sleeping.
Was it? Yeah. Was it ever? Was it ever scary for you, James? Like, were you ever worried about having this big responsibility in this big movie?
In some ways, I were, but I was just pretty alright with it. Mm.
I still don't think he's only just starting to realize what it means, like being in America, and like I think, well, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, but I remember on set. James didn't really realize like kind of how what it meant to be a lead actor in a film and like what that would mean after the film comes out and stuff. And I remember on set one day he asked me how many people in Portiki in your hometown?
About 4,000.
And he said to me, "Hey, do you think anyone will recognize me on the street in my hometown?" It was like the extent of the fame that he was thinking of. And, he's in for a big surprise when we go home.
It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. We're here at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. And my guests, Taika Waititi and James Rolleston, have just premiered their new film, Boy. Taika is the star as well as the writer and director. James Rolleston, the star alongside him. James plays a young boy, he's 11 years old, who lives in a coastal town in New Zealand. And Taika plays his father, who's just returned from a stint in jail.
Seen E.T. yet, the movie?
Ma, what's it about?
Spaceman. Oh, space kid, really. He gets trapped on Earth, and him and this kid fly around everywhere on a bicycle. I've seen it 4 times.
Nice house, Bree.
It's a shithole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, Bree. These old houses are made of native timber, expensive stuff. Not many people know that, eh? And these door handles, made of copper. Yeah. Yeah, if I was a thief, first thing I'd do is I'd take all the copper and I'd melt it down in a furnace or a fire and then sell it to a copper dealer, eh?
All right, then. I guess it's time for presents. Go on, boys. Go get them presents.
What presents?
Stuff from the car.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The movie is a story mostly about two young brothers, of whom James is the elder and more central to the story, whose grandmother takes care of them. She goes off to a funeral in the city and leaves them alone for a few days. And during that time, their father, who you play, Taika, comes home from prison and is basically forced to confront the fact that he's a grown up with children and doesn't live in a criminal fantasy world. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult balance because this father character is in part that kind of like neglectful, drunken father that you would expect in any coming of age film about a dad who comes home from jail. He is that, but he's also kind of a goofus. And clearly
he's
loves his kids. Yeah.
Even
if his romanticism is largely wrapped up in starting a gang.
Yeah, starting a gang and being a samurai and things. Yeah, he's a dreamer. Both those characters, like the character of Boy and his father, I think are just two characters who are desperately trying to be cool in their own worlds. And unfortunately, Boy's role model for being cool is someone who basically hasn't grown up yet.
Tell me a little bit about how you found a balance between the humor in the film and the sadder elements of the film. I was surprised after having seen Eagle versus Shark at the the melancholy of the film.
Yeah, I really wanted to, because originally the script was just a straight drama, and slowly over the years I started putting more and more comedy into it, and it started resembling more of my own style of film, I think. And I think that audiences know so many of the tricks in films now. They know, they go to a movie and they know when the first turning point is. They know that they know the rules of romantic comedies, like the cute meet and the first meet and the first date and stuff like that. And I just think it's nice to have a genre which doesn't defy definition, but it does kind of mix things a bit, and it just sort of makes it a little difficult to describe, and it definitely makes it difficult to promote, because I'm not sure if this is a comedy or a drama. It's neither. It's a mixture of both, and I don't know what the word is for that. Dramedy.
Was it hard to make this kind of movie when you have, in a way, the burden of the expectation that you're representing the place you came from, and you're providing the counterweight to the only other kinds of stories about them? When you have that expectation, is it difficult to make a movie where you dress up like Michael Jackson and do Michael Jackson dances?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think a lot of the people where I come from, their taste in movies aren't Eagle versus Shark.
Right.
That's not what they're going to go and get out at the video shop.
Just
and,
like anywhere, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah. It is difficult because it is it's a strange film, and I think possibly they're expecting like another Once Were Warriors or Whale Rider, which this definitely is not, because it's something that's so very different to those kind of films. I'm not worried about showing it to them, because I know they're going to love it, because for those people to see themselves on screen and to see that area and that place and the whole environment, and to see their own stories up there on screen, I think it's going to be really amazing for them.
Well, Taika, James, thank you so much for taking the time to be on The Sound of Young America. It was so great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
James Ralston is the star, and Taika Waititi, the co-star as well as writer and director of the new film Boy, which just premiered here at the Sundance Film Festival. You can keep an eye out for it in theaters here in the United States. Its website is www.boythemovie.co.nz, and Z for New Zealand, of course. Thanks again, guys.
That's right. Thanks a lot. Don't just start searching boy movies, though.
That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I have been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our music provided to us by Dan Wally. Nick White edits the show, and he produced and engineered our shows in Park City, Utah. Ben Harrison shot video, and in fact, you can see video of all of our Sundance interviews on our website at MaximumFun.org. Absolutely 100% for free. Thanks to Ben Harrison. Speaking of thanks, thanks to Eric Bright PR for providing us with a place to record while we were in Park City. If you have thoughts about the show, you can email me at Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at MaximumFun.org. That's Jesse at MaximumFun.org. Or you can visit us online at MaximumFun.org, where you can download all of our past shows totally for free, and our other shows, like our comedy podcast, Jordan Jesse Go, or the Casper Hauser Comedy Podcast. We'll see you next time right here on The Sound of Young America.
Production of The Sound of Young America is underwritten in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com.